We've read in our chapter about the Sabbath, and I'd like to just give a few thoughts about the Sabbath. It starts back in Exodus, of course, and the idea is that the whole rhythm of the life of the people of God was to have Sabbaths in them. Every seventh day was a Sabbath, every seventh year, and then the Jubilee year, seven Sabbaths, seven lots of Sabbath years, 49, 50 year, they were to leave the land and not work on the land and trust in God to provide for them. And I think that one of the reasons the Sabbath was given was to try to wean Israel away from works and towards belief and trust in God's grace. They are told particularly they must respect the Sabbath in times of harvest. God foresaw the likely tendency to work, work, work. And although we also have a sort of tendency to laziness, there is a very even stronger, I think, tendency in us not to believe in God's grace, to think that salvation shall somehow be by my works. And therefore, this was such a major part of God's dealing with his people, so that they would keep the Sabbath. And you shall certainly, most certainly, you shall keep my Sabbaths, God says. It's a sign between me and you throughout your generations that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. Keep the Sabbath, therefore. So it was because God had set them aside or sanctified them that therefore they were to keep the Sabbath. So it was the sign of the covenant between God and Israel. And yet, when they first stand before God at Sinai, he makes that old covenant with them very conditional. If you are obedient, then we will have a covenant. Then you will be my people, if you are obedient. But they weren't obedient. And yet, by grace, God accepted them anyway as his people. And I think, therefore, the Sabbath is a sign, really, of that. And so I suggest, therefore, that really God in all his ways was seeking to show grace to the people and to remind them of salvation by grace. Now, of course, the Sabbath ultimately began when God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And so you could argue that it was a way of saying that the 6 days of labour in the week are equivalent to God's creative work. Now, labour is part of the curse. And so you could read that a couple of ways. You could read it as God saying that actually all that labour, which is part of the curse, is being done as unto him. And therefore, it is ultimately creative. Whereas for most people, labour is labour. It is a terrible bind to get up on a Monday morning and slog through the week, and you look forward to Friday evening, and you look forward to the weekend, and you look forward to your holidays, and labour is a curse. And that is really a result of the fall. And yet, by getting Israel to work 6 days, and yet rest on the Sabbath as God had rested, the implication could be taken that, in fact, for the people of God, the curse is turned into a blessing, that if labour is done as unto the Lord, then it becomes something creative in his eyes. And this, of course, is the great comfort of Paul's teaching to the slaves who'd been baptised in the first century, that all their labour for their employers could be done as unto the Lord, as service to the Lord Jesus. And it was, as I say, also to remind them that if they ceased from their own works, and this is the point that is made in Hebrews 4, that they would be given ultimately the rest of God's kingdom. And so that is the context in which Paul seems to be using the idea of the Sabbath in Hebrews 4. To appeal to Jewish or Hebrew Christians to not trust in works, but to trust in God's grace. And there had to be this continual reminder to Israel all the way through that they were to trust in his grace. But when the Sabbath is instituted in Exodus 31, there is slightly another reason given. It's not just to celebrate God's rest on the seventh day. It is also to celebrate the fact that God had brought his people out of slavery in Egypt. So it was a sign then that God had set them apart for himself. And so I think that that needs to be sort of factored in, that because of God's salvation of his people from Israel, from Egypt, therefore they were to keep the Sabbath, which, as I say, at first blush might seem a rather strange sort of thing to, a strange sort of reason, but the reason was that he wanted them to remember that they had been brought out of the endless, pointless life of just labouring and working and slaving away. That was the message. And yet, you know, as the prophets lament, Israel said to each other, when shall we be able to get back to work? When shall the Sabbath be over that we might be able to trade again? This was the problem. And the Sabbath, therefore, was a sign that Israel had been sanctified. Back in Ezekiel 20, it was a sign between Israel and God that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. And that sanctification was by grace, as I began by saying. Israel could be God's people if they were obedient, but they were disobedient. And yet they were still accepted as God's people. They were sanctified by grace. So then, the command to labour 6 days is just as much a part of the command as to rest on the Sabbath and to do no work. Deuteronomy 5 says that everything has got to come to an end. On the Sabbath, all your works, even your animals, must rest, so that you shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out by a mighty hand. Therefore Yahweh commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So as I say, the reason for keeping the Sabbath was partly because they needed to remember how God had saved them by grace. And yet when you come to the New Testament, to Hebrews 4, etc., we are given this paradox that we have, in a sense, entered into rest. We are in the Sabbath now, every day, and yet, in another sense, the people of God have not yet entered into rest. And therefore, we are labouring now, as a hymn says, that rest to attain. Whatever, there is a strong tendency in us to think in terms of justification by works. And it's because of that that we find strong faith in being in God's kingdom by grace so difficult. If I say to you, well, you know, do you believe that if you die now or Jesus comes back now, will you be in God's kingdom? You know, this is the ultimate question of all existence. And if you face up to that question, there's a strong tendency to say, well, I don't know, because I don't do this, I don't do that. And this is why there was this massive teaching about Sabbath, Sabbath years, Sabbath days, rest from your works. Just see, I will save you without works, but by faith. Now, of course, if you believe in this great salvation, well, then you are not going to be passive. You're going to try and respond to it. And you will respond by trying to do works that please God. And so in a sense, all the commandments that we're given are really in order to give us a sort of a framework, a pathway, through which we can please God in response to his works for us. And yet the essence is that we are saved by grace, and we have to repeatedly remind ourselves of that.